as you're continuing your work on your individual vision for our fellowship, as well as the collective vision for our fellowship, I just want to talk a little bit about our vision that we've stated for ourselves, which is that we welcome everyone. We grow in mind and spirit, and we lead in social justice. That's our mission. We are striving here to make real the beloved community, a community of love that conquers, the love that conquers everything, of embodied faith, of compassionate engagement with the world. We're striving to make this dream a reality, not just in our words and in our minds, but in our physical presence and through our actions. What do our dreams look like? So even if you're not done, can you hold up your picture? And let's share with each other what we've got so far. Wow, look at all the beautiful colors. Look around. See what you've got? Oh, I can't wait to see these up close. It also looks a little like that. And I hope that you'll continue, even if you're not a young person, older people can paint too. Come and add to the mural for what our dreams look like. But vision is not made real by dreaming. It's made real by action. In the coming weeks, we will be talking more about money here. You heard Jay's song. We'll be talking about the ways that our fellowship needs to increase our collective giving in service to the vision that we have. Money is one of those tricky things that we are taught not to talk about in polite company. But so is politics, and so is religion. So here at the fellowship, we're going to practice getting better about talking about all of those things without shame, without fear, just because they're important. The reason we're taught not to talk about those three things is because they are rooted deeply in our values, and we might have disagreements. But that's okay. It's good to talk about the things that are of deep value to us. I am so excited. At the beginning of the service, you were given an envelope. Do you all have your envelopes? Okay, get them out. Now is the time to open your envelope. Try not to tear what's inside. Did you look inside? What did you get? Money! Yeah! So the money in your envelopes was donated by several generous anonymous fellowship members. They saw that this had the potential to bring some real excitement, and they wanted to be a part of it. So I want to thank those donors. Some of you got $1 bills. Some of you got more. A few of you even got 50s or hundreds. The distribution of the money was not even or particularly fair. But that's life, right? What did it feel like to get a $1 bill? Meh. Huh? Pretty cool? Meh. What happened if someone near you got a lot more? Yeah? What did you think, Henry?
I saw.
He got a 10, and you thought maybe we all got 10s, and you got a 1. Some people got more than 10. That was even surprising to hear. What did it feel like if you were one of the people who got a really big bill? What did that feel like? Surprised? Yeah. Surprised? Excited? Maybe a little guilty? Yeah, a lot of us have that feeling when we open up those envelopes, yeah? What was that? Disquieted. What did I do? Oh, no, maybe I don't want anyone to see this, right? The truth is, none of you did anything to deserve that money in the first place. Right? You just walked in the doors. And that's how it works. We all have varying levels of privilege in our lives. Much of it is undeserved. We're just handed it. And the thing is, we all have gifts. Even if you got a $1 bill, you came in here with less than that. So now you have $1 more than you came in with. And that's a gift. We are all called to use our gifts, whether they are small or large in the world. Rather than complain that it isn't fair, or feel guilt or shame because we have too much or too little, we are all challenged to do something good with the gifts that we have. And so here's your challenge. It's on the piece of paper inside your envelope. Before March 4th, you are asked to use this money. This is the reverse offering. You are asked to pay it forward in some way. You can collaborate with others, maybe pool your money. You could add additional funds if you need to, or you could just get creative in some way to do whatever you feel would be something to live your vision in the world for making the world a better place. And then using the instructions that are on the little sheet, send an email to that email address, or if you use Facebook, post it directly to Facebook of what you did, about how you've been inspired. And if you have pictures, even better, of what you shared. If you use the email address, if you could include a picture, that would be wonderful, and I will post it directly to the Facebook page. We're going to explore your generosity together on March 4th. So that's the deadline for you to tell us what you did so that we can then come back and see what you did with this bounty that was given to you. So the question that I want you to leave with today is, what are the gifts that you have in your own life, whether they're small or large, and how can you use them? So that's the gift to ponder, the question to ponder.